What is up, viewers on the internet, or should I call you guys internet explorers? Yes. Welcome to the WAN show. We've got a fantastic show for you guys today. Obviously, the big news has been
everywhere.
r/Wall Street Bets absolutely sticking it to the man. And of course, getting help from many, many other communities, which we are hoping, of course, to add ourselves to by the end of this stream. we'll get you guys the rundown on what that is and talk about what we're planning to do our little part here. Google, I mean, this is closely related news. Google removed negative Robinhood reviews, which is absolutely fascinating. I don't know that Google has ever removed. I think it was 100,000 negative reviews of the Robinhood app that seemed to be designed to just drive down the reputation of Robinhood. Luke, what else we got today?
Apple is super rich. Like,
that's not news.
We're doing not as well recently. You were wrong, because they're even more rich than you could have probably believed. Also,
not news at all.
Sorry,
that's not news at all.
Okay, but there's some news in there. It's not very. It's a super interesting show. Okay, Linus, and also audience, don't worry about it. Intel bolsters engineering leadership with returning technologist. I'm gonna pull Sunil Shenoy.
It's just my name backwards, so it's easy.
That's true. That's funny. Except I don't know how to say your name backwards properly. But I hope it's Sunil Shenoy. And more. Hooray.
And more. And more. Roll that intro.
Yes.
Wait, that's my job. Show is brought to you today by Honey, Malware Bytes, and the Privacy Giveaway, whatever that means. All right, so why don't we jump right into what's happening? We can start with, we can't really start with Google removing the negative Robinhood reviews. So users were review bombing. To be clear, this was probably the most justified review bombing of all time. Like, this was not bots. This was actual users. Whoa. Well, okay, there were probably okay. There may have been bots, but those bots were created by real people.
And there was a very large, very significant amount of real people that were very upset.
Yes. But we can't really start with that without giving some of the context here. So if you have been living under a rock for the entirety of this week, small-time traders have been pumping up the price of GameStop stock, and it's risen over 1,000% in the last few weeks. And the impact of this is that enormous hedge funds have been forced to take losses due to their shorting of the stock. If you're not familiar with what shorting a stock means, I am not qualified to come up with like a perfect, super concise definition on my own.
The official definition by MarketWatch is shorting, or short selling, is when an investor borrows shares and immediately sells them, hoping he can scoop them up later at a lower price, return them to the lender, and pocket the difference. But shorting is much riskier than buying stocks, or what's known as taking a long position.
So basically, in a nutshell, what it means is Luke had some company float plane, let's say, for example, and I thought float plane was a giant piece of shit and completely doomed. What I would do is I would say, all right, Luke, your stock is worth $1 per share. I'm going to buy 1,000 shares for $1,000. So I buy them immediately. I buy them and then I immediately sell them. So I have like bought something for $1,000 and now I have my $1,000 back. And the goal, I borrowed the money. So I borrowed the money from, let's say, Yvonne. I borrow $1,000 and then I buy the shares and I immediately sell the shares. So then what my goal is to wait it out while float plane plummets to the ground, or water, as it were, while float plane plummets to the water. And then I take my $1,000 that I borrowed. And what I want to do is, as the shares go down, I want to buy them back at a lower price, repay Yvonne, who I borrowed money from, and keep the profit. Okay, so I return the shares to Yvonne. I keep the difference between the $1,000 that I spent initially and what's left over. And I have made money for basically doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't. Okay. Sorry. Wait. I'm going to try this one more time. You borrow shares, not money. Okay. Borrow shares, sell them. So you've got this, like, you've got this money you didn't earn. Then you effectively want to sell, you want to buy back the shares for less and then return the shares and keep the extra money. That's how it works. And it's like, there's a reason that this is convoluted, and normal people who don't play around with this stuff all day, every day, do not do that.
Like us. And
don't think about things that way. Yes.
Don't take any investment advice or any ideas or even probably any thoughts from this stream. Neither of us have any idea what we're doing.
Exactly. But people are like, that's a horrible explanation. Okay. All right. We'll try one more time.
You're betting on that company to fail. Wait, and if they fail, you make money.
People are still correcting stuff I already corrected. Fail. So I don't think they know what they're talking about. So the point is you're betting on it to fail. This is not an investment. This is a bet that the stock will go down and that you can make money by borrowing the stock and hoping that you can buy it back at a lower price and pocket the difference. That's what you're doing. There, that's the fast explanation. So what happens is if a large hedge fund shorts a stock like GameStop, you know, to the tune of millions of dollars potentially, what can happen is if that stock goes up, at some point, part of the agreement when you short a stock is that you have to buy the shares back eventually. And so when you're shorting the stock, what you can do is either the stock goes down and you sit and watch your money just roll in, and you decide when's the right time to pull the trigger when you think it's bottomed out, and you pull your money out and you're like, woohoo, I am profiting off of everyone else's loss. Good job, me. I made, you know, tens of millions of dollars or $100 million or whatever. Or what happens is the stock starts to go up. Now that's bad if you're a short seller, because as the stock goes up, you still have to buy back those shares you borrowed. And if you have to buy them back at a higher price, well, guess what? You have to actually contribute more money than what you got in the first place. So what Wall Street Bets is doing is they're essentially saying, you know what? F*** hedge funds. Like, why does this mechanism even exist? I don't necessarily agree with Elon Musk about everything, but he put this pretty well. Where's his tweet about this? You can't sell houses you don't own. I mean, horses too. You can't sell horses you don't own. Unless you're pre-selling an unborn foal, then you could sell a horse you don't own. But anyway, you can't sell cars you don't own unless you're taking pre-orders. I mean, kind of the same thing. But you can sell stock that you don't own.
You can also sell houses that weren't built yet.
Yeah, that's true. You actually can do that. Whatever. His point still stands. Why can you sell stock that you don't actually own? You should only invest in a company because you actually believe in the underlying business. At least that's sort of the like conventional advice. Over the last couple of weeks, things have gotten pretty darn crazy.
And again, there was a comment talking about how, like, I love how every creator and podcast is trying to explain stocks right now. Yeah, and maybe we're not doing the greatest job of it, but we're trying to get people that haven't seen this somewhat up to speed, so we can talk about some of the other parts of this.
Yeah.
I have heard from some people that shorting exists to try to recorrect the stock market. The problem is that it's not being used in the way it's not being used for the reason it was originally created, if that makes sense. That people are now abusing the tool to like super tank companies with just massive amounts of weight in order to abuse that to make tons of profit. They're not using it to recorrect the market. Yeah. So, yeah.
And when they're targeting smaller stocks, like, to be clear, large companies get shorted too. Apple gets shorted, Tesla gets shorted. But when they target a relatively small company that's got a low market cap, shorting is open to an incredible amount of abuse. Because what you can do is you can heavily short it, and then you can manipulate it and force it to bomb, and then you can reap a whole bunch of reward for basically doing nothing. It's abusive. And the funniest thing about all of this is that the hedge fund managers who are so upset about what Wall Street Bets is doing, saying it's like, it's abusive, are literally doing that. So anyway, GameStop was one of the most heavily shorted companies on Wall Street. And what has happened since Wall Street Bets decided to begin this crusade is they have actually, and it's so funny that Robinhood, so that's the kind of, what is it, no fees? I forget what the fees are. I think Robinhood's mostly American. What's our Wealthsimple is kind of the Canadian equivalent of Robinhood.
Yeah, I don't think Robinhood, commission-free structure.
Commission-free structure, there you go. So Robinhood, ironically, since they appear to not have actually intended this, has participated directly in the redistribution of wealth from the very, very rich who didn't earn it to, I don't know necessarily about the poor, but definitely some poor and some medium income and some high income.
That YOLO'd their end. Again, don't take stock advice from us. We have no idea what we're talking about, et cetera, et cetera. But there are some people that somehow found success that were poor and just hard YOLO'd their $600 stimulus checks. Like, that did happen. It's a bit of a meme that's going around. It did happen to some people. I suspect the main winners in this are not poor people.
Probably not.
I suspect the main winners on this were people with a lot of liquid funds that they could throw at things and not worry about if they lost, and were on top of this and saw where this was going and invested in it and made tons. I suspect that's the majority of the profit that happened. But still, there's a bunch of average people around that have made quite a bit of money off of this. So
yeah, so cool. that I consider to be a pretty darn good thing. So
yes,
one user, Deep Value, had an investment that peaked at over $33 million after making an initial YOLO investment of $50,000, and he or she is currently somewhat of a role model for the Wall Street Bets subreddit, garnering intense praise and rallying the troops to hold their shares, forcing short stocking firms to buy back the stock at insane prices. Because the thing is, the longer you hold and the greater it rises, the more pressure these hedge funds are under to like cut their losses at some point. Like, if they think they can wait it out, then they'll wait it out, because the reality of it is GameStop is not coming back to the forefront of US retail. That's not a thing that's happening.
Yeah.
But they can only borrow those shares for so long, and they can only expose themselves to so much risk. So the whole thing is very tactical. And what I'm going to say is, don't take any of my advice, okay? No. Take the advice of the community there that has played this absolutely perfectly. So I'm not going to say,
Or don't, because it's still super YOLO-y.
apparently it's a guy. He got interviewed recently and it peaked at over $50 million. So we're basically just saying, hey, apparently he cashed $9.5 million of it. So there you go. Someone with $50,000 to invest in something like this, probably not exactly, you know, the poor that Robin Hood had in mind, but
yeah.
Okay. So here's one of the other things that puts pressure on the hedge funds. They're also charged interest on what they borrowed. Apparently, the interest is currently at $11 billion, because the more the stock goes to the moon, the heavier the interest is. That kind of makes sense. So, and the people they borrow the shares from can force them to return at any time. So these are all mechanisms that I'm not super familiar with, because I have never been tempted at any point in my life to short a stock. It's just not anything to do with what I want to do. But what I will say is that I think that income and wealth inequality is one of the biggest problems in the world right now. Perhaps I'm not going to say the biggest problem facing humanity, because we definitely have environmental issues that could, you know, wipe us all out regardless of how much money we have. But it is one of the biggest issues facing humanity right now. And so I want to participate. So a lot of you have sent super chats into the show. Normally, I just do absolutely nothing with those. But today, we're going to have some fun. So I am going to match you guys, and then I am going to 5X that number, and I am going to buy GameStop, and we're going to ride it into the ground. So that is my personal guarantee of quality. Because as much as it's very clear that I do not fully understand the mechanisms at work, what I enjoy very, very much is people who are extremely wealthy for doing absolutely nothing and them losing their money because a bunch of small guys teamed up to stick it to them. I love it, because you know what? I'm not exactly poor. I can afford to match all of these. I can afford to kiss that money goodbye and never see it again. So it's not like it's not like, you know, these people are campaigning for me. This is not to save me or anything like that. But I do actually work for my money. So that's a key difference. Like, when we make videos, we actually, at least I believe, are creating some kind of actual value. We're not just shifting money around. You guys remember Ivan, who used to work at Linus Media Group? So he had a really great story that he loved to tell. He's told it to me at least 3 or 4 times in the time I've known him. So he goes, a son walks up to, or a father's getting some food out of the fridge. His son walks up and he says, "Papa, what do you do for work?" And his dad opens up the fridge, takes out a ham. Okay.
He told me this story.
And then takes out the ham and puts it back in the fridge. And the son goes, "Sorry, I don't really understand." And his dad goes, "Well, that's what I do. I take something from here and I put it over here." And his son goes, "Well, but you took the ham and you just put it back. How do you make any money?" And the dad goes, "Ah, yes, but do you see my fingers? They're greasy." And it's like, yeah, dipping your fingers into just a little bit of everyone else actually doing any work. I don't respect it. I'm sorry. I just don't respect it. So that's what we're doing. And
what? Some big super chats?
Oh, shit.
Some big super chats? This I told you, okay, we were talking before the show, and he said 5X, and I said you should do 2X. I said you should do 2X, or you should do, like, equal value.
Yvonne's going to kill me, but I'm a man of my word. I will not let down the rocket ship to the moon. All right. We're up to $2,000.
You're what? You're over $2,000?
We were up to, now we're at. It's moving very fast, sir.
So you got $2,000, so that's 10,000.
That's 10.
Nice. Nice.
Okay.
To the moon.
Oh, you know what I'm gonna do is I'm actually going to change the tab over there. I'm gonna move to the stream analytics. And okay. Let's go ahead and move on to one of our other topics. So, other meme stocks.
Yeah, I don't think we're quite done.
Yeah, other meme stocks that people have been investing on to similarly put pressure on short sellers are AMC. There was some super small oil company that spiked like 1,000% or something like that. Silver is projected. It hasn't really done anything yet, but it's projected to be another big squeeze, another big short squeeze. So what a short squeeze is, and this one I understand, that's when there's a whole bunch of very large shorts on the stock, and you drive it up, squeezing the people who are holding short positions. So the more large hedge funds are shorting a stock, the more you can effectively squeeze them out and force them to bail. And there's a whole timing to this that the r/WallStreetBets has all kind of got figured out, people who know a lot more than me. But what's really cool about AMC in particular is, as someone who actually loves movies but doesn't really... I'm not really the biggest fan of the theater industry necessarily, but like, I don't want it to be gone. What something like this does is, if people invest in AMC and actually hold, if you really do hold, it might just get them through the pandemic, which, I mean, I wouldn't mind independent theaters making a return either, but, you know, that business model might have sailed already as it is anyway. And I personally, I'd rather have movie theaters to go to than not have movie theaters to go to. So that's pretty cool. If for no other reason than it really demonstrates the power of the small guy when mobilized by something like the internet. So massive, massive respect to Wall Street Bets. I will apparently be doing my part to the tune of...
Oh, there's a long show left.
At least 20 grand so far. Yvonne is going to lose her... I'm going to enjoy this water from LTTstore.com. It may be the last water I ever drink.
Maybe take a trip to the store real quick. Subscribe to Float Plane.
Yeah. Don't worry, guys. Oh, you know what, though? You know what? I'm good for it. I am happy to do my part. I have one investment. It's like something Yvonne arranged through like our bank, because it's like a taxation optimization thing. To be clear, it is optimization, not evasion or even avoidance, because what it's doing is it's optimizing the when I will pay the taxes, not if. So I have to have, it's like something trust, something. I have to have like a stocks type investment in order to, anyway, whatever. So I have that. I don't even know how much it is. But other than that, I own zero crypto. I own zero stocks. The main reason for stocks is, as an influencer, I think it's unethical for me to own stocks. Like, for realsies. I mean, this is some meme shit right here. This is not real. This is not real investing. And then as for crypto, I bought into the hype train more than I probably should have in 2018. I ate it real hard on that one. And I'm just like, you know what? Once bitten, twice shy. I'm gonna go back to what I always believed in. I always believed in earning money by going out and getting your hands dirty. And maybe not your hands. Maybe it's your brain writing about technology muscles, whatever it is. I believe in creating actual value. And I think what we do creates actual value. We inform people. We entertain people. That's something the world needs. So this will be... I mean, I'm going to have to get Wealthsimple, right? I'm going to have to get Wealthsimple.
I think so. You also know that I don't do this.
Yeah, I know. Man. Okay. So I'm downloading. I'm downloading Wealthsimple Trade. Okay. So I'm getting that. We're working on that. I mean, I thought you got... Okay. I don't know why I thought this. I thought it was going to be like double, you know, like a typical WAN show.
No.
Super chat haul. So I was thinking, like,
I don't know why you thought that.
I don't know, like 5 grand. Like, I thought I'd be able to do this on my credit card.
I think you might be touching 50 by the end of the show.
Shh, don't encourage them.
I'm just...
Oh, that is a lot. That's not the kind of thing that I really do. Research firm S3 calculates that short sellers have lost $5 billion on GameStop so far this year. At least two have seen their stakes completely wiped out. AMC spiked 260% when trading began on Wednesday, and hashtag SaveAMC is trending on Twitter. In a massive upset to the online community of small-time buyers, online trading provider Robinhood restricted buying of GME and AMC stocks, prompting a swift class action lawsuit. Yeah, so this is why they were getting review bombed, and this is why it was justified. Yeah. Because basically, the only reason for Robinhood to restrict trading of these stocks is to protect hedge fund jackasses. Like, so why? That's the only possible logical reason for them to do that. So people are justifiably mad as especially, do you know about the, like, while the stock was not able to be traded by retail investors, apparently they were trading back and forth between themselves to lower the price. Do you know about this? Have you heard about this? Yeah. So that's some pretty disgusting manipulation right there. Robinhood has since re-enabled trading, and the SEC has started to step in, vowing to protect retail investors.
The quote doesn't make it sound like that, and there are some things, like, I don't understand it at all, and I might get flamed for this, but as far as my limited understanding does go, there is some amount of reason for why Robinhood turned things off. Doing it when they did, Robinhood specifically turning it off, and the other, like, highly professional services being able to still trade was very problematic. There's lots of, like, bad things that came with it. But for reasons that I don't understand, Robinhood was, like, having lots of issues due to, I believe, the leverage that was going on, because so many people were diving into it, and the, like, risk that Robinhood was taking on or something. I don't understand it, but, like, it was apparently a big problem for Robinhood.
And they required a $1 billion injection of money to stay afloat, apparently.
Yeah. So, like, they were having trouble.
Now there's been some other just, like, kind of meme crap that doesn't really have anything to do with the social movement. Dogecoin spiked like crazy. It went up like hundreds of percent. Elon probably holds at least some responsibility for that, tweeting some dog magazine meme picture thing.
And okay, then I just want to interject one quick second. Yeah. I heard about this too, and I forgot to mention it.
Yeah.
Apparently Robinhood was selling people's shares, like, for them. But I've heard two sides of this. Like, one guy, apparently they sold 4,500 of his shares for like $118 each. So he lost like an incredible amount of money.
Well, you shouldn't do that.
But then, as far, again, this is all, like, I've heard this from, like, random people. I don't know, but I've heard that the only shares that they were selling were shares that were bought on leverage.
Got it. Okay.
I don't know. But yeah, like, I think Robinhood was, like, deep in it.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it justifies actions, but there was stuff going on there.
All right. So what was I talking about there for a second? Wall Street's losing their collective minds. Right. So there's been some nonsense. Elon tweeted, or didn't tweet, but just added Bitcoin to his profile, and people lost their minds. I was actually up replying to emails while this was happening. I had, like, Dogecoin up, and I had what did I have? I had CoinMarketCap up. And so I was just, like, watching the crypto spikes. I don't own any of it. I still don't. But Bitcoin just, like, shot up 20% in like an hour or something like that. I was like, what's going on? So what's I go happening? On Twitter, and it's like, oh, okay, it's Elon again. Actually, it's funny. Floatplane had some really choice words about Elon talking about not selling things you don't have. full self-driving, wasn't that promised by 2020 Elon?
Lots of things.
Yeah. So, this is
so both chats, by the way, I'm not checking YouTube right now, but Twitch and Floatplane are both suggesting that you set some form of cap.
I mean, oh man.
The only reason why I'm even suggesting it is because both chats are suggesting it. Like, this isn't like, and now that I'm saying it, like Twitch chat is like cap it. Yes, please cap it.
Okay. So, all right. I'm going to cap it at 50K.
Okay. That's a lot. I feel like that's cool. I feel like that should be cool.
All right. Okay.
Somebody said 69,420.
Yeah. How about 50?
Yeah.
How about 50? All right. So in other related news, Google removed negative Robinhood reviews. This is the whole kind of thing. Some users, what was their... Google's policies explicitly prohibit reviews intended to manipulate an app's rating, and the company says it has a system that combines human intelligence with machine learning to detect and enforce policy violations in ratings and reviews. James says, so he was the one who wrote up this story for The WAN Show, isn't every review intended to manipulate an app's rating? And this is a case where people were actually upset about a legitimate failure of the product to deliver the functionality that it said it would. Google says it specifically took action on reviews that it felt confident violated those policies. And what we don't know is if Google had a high degree of certainty that a great number of these reviews were created by bots.
I have almost no input on this, and I can essentially guarantee you that there was a high amount of those that were bots. I also guarantee you there was a high amount of those that weren't. I'm just sure there was a ton of reviews. This was a massive thing, and it was seeing the rounds for sure.
Yeah. This movement is so much bigger than it initially appears to be. Like, you could look at r/WallStreetBets and be like, oh yeah, it's got like 100,000 upvotes. This is not 100,000 people.
I was telling Linus a story before the show started. I was having some computer issues yesterday and I couldn't figure out what it was. And like, it felt like CPU problems, but you know how rare those are. And like, it was just weird things I was having trouble with. Like, I was typing in Slack and my text input was delayed, which is always like a really, really bad sign. I was really trying to figure out what was going on. And then I was like, you know, I wonder if I'm just getting like overflowed by the Wall Street Bets Discord. I left the Wall Street Bets Discord and there was no problems anymore. I didn't even have it open.
Do you have like an 8-core CPU or something?
5960X.
Yeah.
So like it's a little old now, but it's not a lightweight by any means. Like, this should have no problem with a Discord chat that wasn't even the selected Discord chat, and Discord wasn't even like maximized on my screen. It was minimized for hours. Like, I had nothing to do with Discord and it was lagging out my computer almost as a whole. Like, holy, I don't know.
Unreal.
That was, oh, people are saying, if you set the cap even lower, if you set the cap at $42,069.
That's okay. No, I'm a man of my word. I said 50. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, people are just saying that because it's even more meme-y, but I hear you.
That's okay. That's okay. I already said it.
Okay.
I got to make some money real quick here, if you guys don't mind. So let's talk about the sponsors for today's show. The show is brought to you by Honey. Head over to joinhoney.com/Linus and start saving today. Honey is the free shopping tool that finds the best promo codes when you are shopping online. Those of you who downloaded Honey from our link have saved over $100,000 in the past few months. And Honey works on over 30,000 stores. What, Luke? What?
You'll have to use Honey a lot. You'll have to use a lot of Honey over the next little bit. I hope you have that browser extension installed.
Good Lord. Honey works on over 30,000 stores, including Amazon, eBay, Newegg, Best Buy, Razer, Walmart, and more. And Honey is free to use because they get a commission from the sites where you shop, not from taking your money. So go to joinhoney.com/Linus and start saving today. I am not looking forward to that conversation with Yvonne. She's going to be like, really? I'm like, look, this is a movement, hun. She hasn't really been following it. She's been absolutely swamped.
It kind of is.
I
am very ignorant about this subject. Has like activism investing been a thing before?
I don't think we've ever seen anything quite like this, to my knowledge.
Maybe someone in the chat can like speak up, because I am very ignorant about this subject.
Yeah, hit us in the floatplane chat.
This feels like a first time thing for me personally.
I'm almost certain Occupy it's never Wall happened Street, at this kind of scale. I mean, yeah, Occupy Wall Street. No, Occupy Wall Street was completely impotent. It had no fangs. Whereas the only way you can get through to these people.
Very real fangs.
This has actual fangs. This is completely different. Occupy Wall Street, nobody cared. Literally nobody cared.
There's pictures of the Wall Street goons like drinking champagne, taking pictures of the Occupy protesters and laughing. Like they didn't care.
I'm sorry. No offense. If you were an Occupy person and you wasted a big chunk of your life standing around in the street over that, that did nothing. This is effective.
Oh my God. This might be a terrible idea or it might be an amazing idea. If you call Yvonne, let her know you're live on the show and then let her know what's going on.
Fine. Can I please make some money first?
Yes.
All right. The show is also brought to you by Malwarebytes. Protect yourself from online attacks that threaten your identity, files, and financial well-being with Malwarebytes Premium. With Malwarebytes, you can find malware 24/7, prevent exploit attacks, ransomware attacks, and it'll shield you against malicious websites. To be clear, guys, I know who I'm talking to. I know you guys are like, yeah, I think I can probably avoid malicious websites. Malwarebytes is for the people you don't want to give tech support to. That's some big brain right there. Malwarebytes Premium actively blocks threats like worms, rogues, dialers, trojans, rootkits, spyware, bots, and others. And they use AI to identify emerging threats so you're safe the moment they come out. Malwarebytes keeps your device running fast. We have actually tested that without the hassle. And you can get 25% off Malwarebytes Premium at the link down below. I got one more sponsor, Luke. I need this money.
Yeah.
The show is also brought to you by Privacy. Privacy is a tool that makes it super easy to manage your financial life online while keeping all your most important information secure. By generating virtual numbers, Privacy masks your real banking information so you never have to worry about giving out to people you don't know online. We've partnered with Privacy to do a giveaway on an Alienware R15 R2 laptop. That's sweet. It features a 15.6-inch OLED display, Core i7-9750H, GeForce RTX 2070 Max-Q, and a 512-gig SSD. To enter, click the link below and sign up for a Privacy account and use that same email when you're entering the giveaway and you are all set. You can get a bonus entry when you retweet their tweet for the giveaway. Our tweet or their tweet, whatever, check both Twitters. You must be 18 years or older and be a U.S. resident to enter. Sorry, their policy, not mine, and I understand it's very difficult to...
Is that the wrong banner? Do you have the wrong banner up?
No, I don't think so.
Alienware?
Enter to win an Alienware R12. Yeah, for Privacy.
Okay.
Yeah, all good. Okay, all right, let's call the wife. You guys are going on LTT Store, right? You're buying stuff on LTT Store?
That you can maybe share with her is that you are now potentially the world's biggest gamer because you spent more money at GameStop than you have on your car.
Thanks for that. All right, I'm just going to... Hey, so you're live on the WAN show right now. I have some interesting news. I may have run my mouth a little bit on the show today. So do we have any means of buying individual stocks?
What do you want to do?
Are we set up for it? I know you have that thing for the trust, I don't even know what it's called. The thing with the
remember
bank.
You're live on the show. Remember,
yeah, remember you're live on the show. So
I don't have very much money in it. Why?
Yeah, yeah. No. I don't mean that thing. I just mean we'd have to use cash. Like it would be like cash money. I just mean like, do we even have like an account with like any, like do we have a broker?
We have an account with a bank where I could buy stock online. I have not tried it. It does not have very much money in it.
Uh-huh.
But we do have something.
Okay, so I have interesting news for you. How hard is it to transfer money into that account?
I don't know. I would have to look into that because I've only done it once ever.
Okay, cool. So I need you to put about 50,000 US dollars in that account.
What?
I need you to put about 50,000 US dollars in that account because we need to invest in GameStop.
No.
No, I actually, we actually have to now though, because the community gave me money for it. Yeah, so I, what I said was that I would take all the super chats for the show today and I would match them, and that I would take that number times five. And I have since capped it. I capped it. So I was actually very responsible, if you think about it.
You know that they shut down certain, like, buying. I haven't been following the GameStop.
I know.
But I know that they put restrictions on buying that stock. So how are we even going to do that?
No, we can here. We can in Canada. So anyway, I've committed it at this point. I said I would 5X what they contributed, and it looks like they're probably going to reach my maximum, which is $10,000 in super chats. So Monday, maybe?
Are you serious?
Yeah, right, I'm now? Serious. I mean, I told them I'd do it. You know how it is.
Why do you do things?
You know what? Okay, so think about it this way. Our $50,000 could screw over bad people far more than it's costing us.
Okay.
All right.
I would much rather donate that money to a charity.
Yep.
That are helping people in need rather than yep. ruining rich people, whatever, I don't know, bad people.
That's fair. But here's another way of thinking about it, okay? When the stock falls, which it inevitably will, that money will go to all the small retail investors who cash out. So it kind of helps people in need if you think about it. Love you.
I will talk to you later.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
that went about as well as it could have. But honestly, yeah, she took that a lot better than I expected. The "I will talk to you later" is, I think, the beginning of potentially the real conversation.
Yep. She's going to tell me to be slightly more responsible.
So I think the WAN show is potentially why that conversation didn't go too bad. And now maybe the blow will be a little softer when it happens. Yeah. So thanks, audience.
Yeah. Was, you know what? That's pretty good. That's pretty good. All right. Yep, apes together strong. Thank you, Owen Benner. All right. So why don't we move on and let's talk about something else. Can we talk about something else? Let's talk about something else. Intel. Sure. Intel bolsters their engineering leadership with returning technologist Sunil Shenoy and more. The Intel hits just keep on playing. These are classic hits right now. Pat Gelsinger isn't even CEO until February 15th. And he has already rehired the 33-year-old Intel veteran who left the company in 2014. Sunil will be Senior VP and General Manager of the Design Engineering Group. He holds a master's degree in computer engineering. That's good. That's better than like a finance degree. He has 16...
Do you have an Apple Watch on you right now?
Yeah, what's up?
Are you wearing one? Is it powered?
Yeah.
Can you check your heart rate?
Oh. Actually, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't really know how to do that. Let me check. Is it like the...
I think it's health. I think it's an app called health. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I just like completely don't even care about it. Okay, yeah, here's my heart rate. Okay, we're measuring.
Let's see how calm he is. He might be pretty calm.
I'm at 86.
I feel like for you, that's probably high.
I think that's a little on the high side for me. Yeah, so you can see my history here. Oh, well, you were able to see my history, but I took it off and it locked. Give me one second. Okay, so I'm going to the health app. Why are we still talking about this? God. Actually, starting at 6 o'clock, it looks like you can actually see. Hold on, let me just get this adjusted. Yeah, you can actually see a spike after 6 o'clock here. So if you guys were wondering if this is just a show, and I'm like, haha, pretending to be stressed or whatever. No, it appears that my stress is real.
Sorry, I just want
to... I'll be fine. I did know that Yvonne's preference is like, we don't really like talk about it much. Like I've always felt that sort of holding up a megaphone when you make a charitable donation is like, it's not my style. There, that's all I'll say. I'm not going to say what it is. I'm just going to say that it's not my style. And I know Yvonne is perfectly comfortable with like spending money to help people. But this is not really like how she likes to do it. This is not really her jam. Okay. So Sunil's previous work at Intel includes senior VP and general manager of previous work at Intel. No, but previous work includes general manager of Sci-Fi's RISC-V program. That's pretty cool. Corporate VP of Intel's platform engineering group, microprocessor and SoC design across Intel product groups, visual and parallel computing group lead, server and PC silicon development R&D, and engineering lead. Sunil's responsibilities will overlap with recently departed Jim Keller. And outgoing CEO Bob Swan says he's a proven engineering leader who has deep experience in microprocessor and SoC design and R&D. He will return on February 1st, 2 weeks ahead of Pat Gelsinger taking the reins. Not only that, but VMware alumnus Guido Appenzeller is also joining Intel as CTO of the Data Platforms Group. This is freaking awesome. They are like actually...
they're forming a sports team. Like this feels like they're going through like recruiting for a sports team. Every week, there's one to two like big names. And a lot of them are like, they're bringing the OGs out of retirement. Like this is crazy. It's really exciting.
Of these hires, incoming CEO Pat Gelsinger says he is, quote, not interested in closing the gaps, but being the unquestioned leader in process technology. You'll see other announcements of key leaders coming back in. This is sick.
That's really exciting.
And I'm excited. Not as excited as Apple was to post their all-time record revenue in Q1 of over $100 billion. More than half of that was the iPhone, with some reporting showing that this iPhone surge comes from China, which many are speculating demonstrates that China is quite sensitive to design changes. I don't actually get it. How is it that Apple spends as much on R&D as they do, and they only change the look of their phone every 2 or 3 years? Like, I've actually always found that kind of baffling.
I think a lot of it can be like experimental stuff, because if they want to stay on the forefront, and like, I mean, if you think about it, we've talked about this on WAN Show before, like a lot of companies will do something and it'll be like, not that great. And then Apple will do it and it'll be like, that's good enough for actual market adoption. And they'll actually drive actual change in the industry. So that, like, doing that, as much as I don't like Apple, I realize that was a lot of Apple pump. Doing that probably costs a lot. It's not too surprising.
Oh man. GME is like peak right now. It's at 325, but it's going up in after hours. I think. Hold on. Preview open. Where's the close today? Must be closed today. I don't know. I feel like
we gotta get through the show.
I'm sorry. I'm extremely stressed out. So
I understand.
There are more than a billion active iPhones out in the world, which is around half of all iPhones ever made. That's kind of crazy if you think about it. So people are keeping them for quite a while. Mac sales are also up year over year, but down a bit since last quarter, despite the release of the M1. Could be back to school, but also there are stories of supply constraints. And I think there's a lot of people that are holding out for like big boy Apple Silicon.
The next one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. NVIDIA keeps making upgrades we can't buy. Luke, do you want to get us through this one?
Allegedly, there's been a leak of a 3080 Ti 20 gigabyte. Chinese content creator, big hardware player. I love that. Leaks a 3080 Ti 20 gigabyte model, allegedly gained access to an engineering sample. It could be fake. It has some weird GPU Z info, etc. But the leaker alleges it's great for Ethereum mining performance. So if true, you're not going to be able to buy one anyways. Yeah. Laptop memory, faster than your desktop memory? Team Group has announced their development of DDR5 SODIMMs, 16 gigabytes per module at a speed of 4,800 megahertz at 1.1 volts. Although these are development DIMMs, Team Group has stated that they are successfully developed. Since cache latency is always a significant factor with memory, it's interesting to see what these sticks will be rated at. High memory modules could end up not being a big performance improvement due to you know that.
Okay. Please stop. Please stop sending money. We're at 10K. That's it. That's the limit. I'm not doing it. Okay, cool. All right. Yep. Straight to the moon. Okay. And in other news, the Core i9-11900KF, so this is upcoming Rocket Lake, apparently will near 100 degrees Celsius under load at 4.78 gigahertz. Leaked screenshots on Chip Hell from user enthusiastic citizen stroke monster. That's apparently what Google Translate spits out. So it's a Chinese username.
That's also
enthusiastic
awesome.
Citizen stroke monster. I actually kind of love it.
Yeah.
Shows the package at 98 degrees under load with a 250 watt power consumption. According to IDA64, voltage should be around 1.325 volts, while CPU Z lists 1.4. And the rumored specs are 8 core 16 thread, 4.8 gigahertz all core, 5.3 gigahertz single core, 125 watt. And remember, that's that base clock all core. The leaked test was run using an entry level 360 millimeter AIO cooler.
360.
How is that entry level?
Yeah.
This was posted by one of the new writers, and there's a bit of editorializing at the end. It's still technically under TJ Maxx, so it's fine, right? Well, geez, that's some pretty crazy nonsense right there. Okay.
Imagine being able to make ramen on your CPU.
That's it. I've had enough. I've had enough for the day, you guys. If anyone on Floatplane wants to kind of like advise a good time to whatever it's called, to like actually place the order for the stocks, that would be great. Just like let me know, like, is there an optimal time, like right before,
or if you're Canadian and something, like, know how.
Yeah, or if you're Canadian and you just like know how to do it, let me know. I'm jazzed that we're participating. The number of
I would
people...
also like to put out there that the hiring positions are still a thing. So do not concern yourself. Keep applying. There's multiple jobs up right now. There's a contract position for a designer. There's a full-time position for a developer, specifically mostly for helping with the LTT store, but also for other things. And I'm trying to be nice to the other people that have jobs posted as well. There's a full-time bookkeeper or accountant. There's a full-time video editor and camera operator. And that might be... There's also a full-time junior design and manufacturing engineer for Creator Warehouse, a full-time retail product and inventory manager. And that's it. So there's a bunch of job postings right now. Those are still a thing. Apply and come work for very cool teams.
Golic says, wealth simple, 10 a.m. Monday morning. Someone says limit buy at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. I don't even know what is a limit buy.
There's an ex-Shopify dev in chat here that applied. Well, that's pretty legit.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Cool.
You can put the order in once the money is in your account to buy with a limit of the price. Just that open price tends to spike. So that lets you buy close to the open limit to a price that is not a big open spike. Blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. All right. Mortino says, I used to date Yvonne's sister and Linus has done dumber shit when they had no money and she didn't leave him. I actually don't believe that. I don't believe you. What is your name, Mortino? Because I would probably remember you, and I actually don't think I've ever done anything even close to this stupid. I'm pretty responsible with my money.
This is pretty astronomical.
Yeah, I think you're
I would also like to put on the record that I tried to make it not as bad.
That's true, you did. You
there
did
was an audible
pull.
We had agreed at 2x, and there was an audible pull for 5x mid-show.
Yeah.
Okay, so limit is a set price by you. Market is whatever price it is when you're trading. So I think you could set.
Yeah, I understand what that means. Because if I'm making a really big buy, it could actually drive my own price up. Whereas if I just let it trickle, if I let the buy kind of trickle, then I can.
Yeah, and you didn't say how you were going to buy them. So you can buy them in a variety of ways. You could also buy them in like chunks, maybe, or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, holy crap. Okay. Man, she's going to come home and be like, what the actual f-?
You could dodge it by still being live by playing video games as an after party.
That's true. That's probably not a terrible idea right now. You know, it's funny. This has generated so much interest in like stocks in general. The number of people that I've had reaching out and asking if Linus Media Group is going to go public is insane this week. The answer is no. And the reason is that...
The same reason it was before.
Yeah, the same reason it was before. I don't want to be accountable to like a board of directors if I decide to blow, you know...
Or have to deal with a bunch potentially... of money. Multiple billion dollar companies deciding to short your company for fun, and potentially the Reddit police not going wee woo and saving you.
There's risk. There's also the fact that I kind of look at any transaction. I go like, what's in it for both sides? I don't understand what's in it for you, because I have no intention of paying any dividends anytime soon. We're going to be reinvesting very heavily back into the company probably pretty soon here. So it's like, there's nothing in it for you. What's in it for me is obviously having like more money to grow the company, but I think every transaction should be two-sided. So guys, all I'll say is lttstore.com. Thanks, you know, underwear, you can buy me some new underwear at this point.
You might need them.
Paul says, worst case, you can use the loss for tax deduction. Yeah, a lot of people talk about like tax deductibility as if it's some kind of like magic band-aid. You still lost the money.
Yeah.
You just pay less tax on other money that you did have to make. Like it's not magic.
It does. I mean, it helps. You still got burned, but maybe it's a little bit of a salve. I don't know.
Yeah. let's see what we can do here. Okay. What is an options contract? That's apparently how Deep Value made its millions. I don't even know. I don't think it's going to continue to go up like crazy like that anyway. Okay, I'm going to go face the music. Thank you very much, you guys, for contributing to this, I guess.
If you want to stream some games and potentially continue to make money, I'm around.
Yeah, all right, cool. Duly noted.
Good luck.
Okay, thanks for watching the show, guys. See you next week. Same bad time, same bad channel.
Okay. Bye.
Mortino. Oh, this is great. Mortino, who claimed to have dated Yvonne's sister, says, oof, called out. I meant situationally. You have money now you didn't before, and I'm only working on what I heard, not facts, to be honest. I see.
Still didn't hear a name.
Yeah, I still didn't hear a name, bro.
Linus was pretty freaking cheap when I met him. Still is in a lot of ways.
Thanks for that.
So I don't know. I have a... I don't mean it as an insult. It's coming from me. I don't mean that as an insult.
Yeah, that's true. That's a show of respect from you, I think.
Yeah, like it's not. I wouldn't take it that way. So I don't know. I have a pretty hard time believing that.
All right. Good night, everybody.